USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a meeting of his cabinet today. Among the topics will be his trip to Europe and a preview of a new White House workforce initiative. Russia is still a big topic on everyone's mind, including our 2018 midterm elections. Senator Marco Rubio talked about keeping our elections credible.
But we have to prevent that from happening in the future by hardening our election infrastructure, by being aware of what Russia under Vladimir Putin does, and by putting in place something called the Deter Act, which is a bipartisan law I offered a few months ago that I hope we can pass, which will require specific and significant sanctions if he does this again.
Today at the White House press briefing, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was again asked about President Trump. The president being tough on Russia.
Look, I think the president, as he has said many times before, has been tougher on Russia than anybody. I think you can see that in all of the actions that he's taken.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The boys' soccer team that had been trapped underground is out of the hospital, and members spoke to reporters in Thailand this morning. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's just a miracle that happened.
That's one of the so-called lucky 12 little boys who were saved along with their coach from a waterlogged cave in Thailand last week after being there stuck for over 2 weeks. Through the translator, the little boy talks about his first sight of the rescue team when they first showed up.
He asked, "How are you?" And I was frightened.
One of the rescuers saying that, in fact, there were over 1,100 workers involved in that rescue operation.
Republicans and President Trump have been hinting around about a second phase to the tax cut plan that the president signed later part of last year. Today, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady again discussed this.
So we expect to begin our listening sessions with House Republicans next week on 2.0. It's going to be a very tight, very focused package.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new study came out that said nearly 30% of Christians share their faith on social media platforms. Well, Ben Malcolmson is the author of a new book titled Walk On, From Pee-wee Dropout to NFL Sidelines, My Unlikely Story of Football Purpose and Following an Amazing God. Ben has some advice on a great way to share your faith.
The biggest thing we can do is just to love the people around us. They'll know we're Christians by our love. And the more we love people, and part of that is serving. And Jesus says that the greatest among you will be servants. And so wherever we're at, we can serve. No matter what position you have, no matter what your title is, you have an opportunity to serve the people around you. If you're a leader in your organization, you can serve the people following you. And I think that's what leadership is. And there's just so many opportunities to serve, and that really reflects the love of Jesus, because it's just so backwards according to our world. Our world is all about pushing people down and getting on top of people, and the way Jesus does it is he humbles himself and he serves. And I think we can all do that no matter where we are, no matter what our job is, what field we're in, we can all serve.
Malcolmson is currently the director of external relations and assistant to Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll. He also talks about how to get rid of some of the divisiveness in the world.
Something I really heard that's really stuck with me is to build bridges instead of building walls. And if I'm building bridges with people, especially the ones that don't think like me, that don't talk like me, that don't look like me, whatever it may be, if I'm building bridges, I think that goes a lot farther than building walls.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.